I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media News. Champaign-Urbana's daily newspaper, the News Gazette, will make a big change later this year when it closes down its printing press in downtown Champaign and outsources its printing and production work to Peoria. The News Gazette is just the latest daily paper to get out of the printing business as it changes its identity from a newspaper company to a media company. John Reed is the CEO of what is now called News Gazette Media, which also includes weekly newspapers, radio, and several websites. I spoke with him about the changes at his company.
What that really is the next iteration of what we've always been doing. We've been in print for 165 years. We've been in radio for 80 years, digital for better than 20 now. And as opposed to running them as standalone business entities, we really see the future to be consolidating around the news products that we create out of essentially a centralized news organization, bringing more resources to bear on the news gathering process, and then using the appropriate platform, be it print, radio, or digital, to get the story out to the public.
The biggest production change, I think, which you announced, was closing down the News Gazette's own printing and packaging operations.
Correct.
And what I'm gathering is that's really following a trend of what a lot of newspapers are doing today.
That is correct. I think I shared that in the immediate area, Springfield, Bloomington, Danville being the closest ones have all been down this path, you know, some number of years before us. Springfield, I believe, was first. Bloomington was 4 or 5 years ago. Danville was about 4 years ago, I think. But it's happening all across the country. And this is, you know, any business, and, you know, while you'll hear me refer to the products we create as community assets, and I believe that they are, we're also operating a business here. And businesses achieve economies through scale, and this industry currently is, you know, moving towards economizing that end of its operations by, you know, leveraging more resources across a given printing press than what we might have had to do in the past. So, yes, very much, you know, par for the course. Certainly nothing new here. And if you follow the industry press, you know, there's an announcement that comes out like this on a pretty regular basis. In fact, just earlier this week, Memphis, Tennessee printed their last edition on an old Goss Metroliner that they have, and their printing is going to a sister paper in Jackson, Mississippi.
Having your paper printed in Peoria is going to put a little more, I mean, it's a 90-minute drive out there.
Right.
How does this affect, like, when the paper goes to bed?
Sure, that's good. That's a good question. Most of the feedback that I've had from our readers has been, you know, two questions, really. Number one, what's going to happen with my delivery deadline? And of course, you know, our goal with this change is that we are not moving any delivery deadlines. As it relates to when we put the paper to bed each night, we're going to shave off about 15 minutes from our current deadline. We're sending our last page to the press around 11:15 p.m. now, and that's going to move forward to about 11 p.m. Not, you know, by any stretch of the imagination, anything that should become noticeable to anybody in terms of missing breaking stories or things like that.
It's more strictly romance than practicality, I guess, but this change means that you will probably never have an unscheduled extra edition again.
You know, I wouldn't go that far. We've not had an unscheduled extra edition in probably, well, I've been with this company for 9 years now, and we have not done one during my tenure here. To say that we wouldn't have that capability going forward, I don't think is accurate. You know, the nice thing about this type of industry consolidation is that we're all in the same business, and everybody, people in Peoria, in addition to having a newer, faster press with more capacity, they also operate a newspaper, and they understand the needs. So in the event that an extra print edition was warranted, we would certainly have that ability. The reality about the changing landscape of media, though, is that something of that nature is going to break so quickly that the consumer's preferred outlet is going to typically be something in the digital space. And that's the great thing that digital publishing affords us, is the ability to immediately get the story out. And when we go back to talking about the consolidation under one brand, where we'll operate radio, print, digital out of one newsroom, radio also brings us tremendous immediacy that you just can't get. Even if you have a printing press attached to your building, you still have to lay out the page, you still have to create a plate, you still got to hang the plate on a press, and you've got to start that press up and run the copies off and then make them available. There's time involved with that, as opposed to writing a story and getting it out over the air on the radio or getting it posted to a website.
It brings up the question, is do you wonder about what the role the traditional print newspaper will play in all of this as more time goes by?
Well, sure. And if any of us could predict the future, then we'd all be sitting pretty. But what I can tell you is we have a very large and a very loyal print audience. While I haven't been overwhelmed with questions about recent announcements, I can tell you that our readers care, and the changes we make are important to them, and so we work hard to try to address them. I think kind of the question that wasn't asked there is, what's the future of print? And from where I'm sitting, print has a strong future. The audience is loyal. We continue, to add new people to the ranks of News Gazette subscribers. And while digital has certainly reached a point where it is, it's reaching every bit the number of people that the print edition is, and it continues to grow at a pace faster than print, I don't see anywhere on the horizon that I can see anyway, where I'm not going to be publishing a printed newspaper or collection of printed newspapers in our case.
John Reed is publisher of the News Gazette and CEO of News Gazette Media. I spoke with him about changes at the News Gazette, which include plans to outsource the printing of the newspaper sometime in the coming months. The newspaper says the move will eliminate about 35 printing and production jobs. Teamsters Local 568M organized a recent informational picket outside the News Gazette building to call attention to the coming layoffs. They've also been involved in negotiations with the newspaper on a severance package for the workers. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.